Hadley, known as the Buttermakers, one of the more cool names for amateur baseball teams. The first pitch to Rademacher, a strike called, 0-1 to Shane. He'll take a strike and 0-2. It'll be Rademacher, Jordan Beyer, Nathan Meyer. Hitting for Regal here in the first inning, Tim Beyer, the head coach over at third, and Joe Beyer is coaching at first base for the Eagles. Nice crowd, both teams just drawing so well. And the pitch missing a little low to Rademacher, the count now, 1-2. 1-2 the count. You might hear a little wind blowing into our microphones, and we apologize for that. The setup here at Hutchinson, not ideal, as Don Heinen's got papers flying all over the place. Rademacher rips it foul down the third baseline, and the count stays 1-2.
Sean Rademacher was 0-6 against the Shakopee Coyotes last Saturday, and they're winning at 4-2, winning 12 innings. So he struggled a little bit at the plate last week.
1-2 to Shane. Big wide open stance as the right-hander delivers, and wow, Shane nice stays pitch. Alive, fouls it back and out of play, and the count at 1-2.
So we got kind of a bird's eye view here. We're sitting, you know, like a lot of parks have the bench along the concession stand in front, so we're just about 4 feet above field level, aren't we?
Right next to the third base dugout. I would say from the batter, Don, we're maybe 25 to 30 feet.
That'd be about it.
About it from the batter. Rademacher beats it on the ground to third. Up with it and across the diamond. The throw from Blake Rogers to first. 5-3 put out of Rademacher.
Can pretty much compile the players here now. I read a little bit, and I'm sure you read the same article. Hadley's down in that Slayton Fulda area, down in that area. And they used to have teams like in Slayton and Fulda, and I think it's Iona was the other town I talked about. And they pretty much all folded years ago already, and he actually, I think Hadley didn't have a baseball team either for a while. I think until 1986, probably,
right,
again.
Right,
I think
they
come back.
It. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, they compile it of Slayton players, of Iona players, of Fulda, and I think, yeah, they said they got a 30-mile radius down there. So he said they can. They can draw from a lot of towns.
They can. At the plate, Jordan Beyer. First pitch to Jordan, a ball, and then he fouls one back and out of play in the count, 1-1. Kind of ironic here, Don. Probably the two smallest teams in the tournament, and they're going to have just one of the biggest crowds.
I agree with you there, Randy.
Bleachers are all packed on the left and right field lines. Ground ball to third again. Rogers getting tested. He's up to the challenge. 5-3 in the putout of Jordan Beyer.
Does a nice job playing up in front of that grass a little bit. Blake Rogers does over there, and does a nice job in that short hop. Jordan Beyer was 2-for-6 against Shakopee last week with a couple of singles and got on in an air. So he's doing his job in the number two spot. Nathan Meyer, well, it's pretty hard to compare what he's done. He's 4-for-5, single, two doubles, base on balls, game-winning two-run home run in a game. That's a season for most people.
Here's Nathan Meyer swinging the hot bat so far here in fall baseball, or what would you say, tournament baseball action in the regions, in the state tournament. He has been on fire. The first pitch of ball to Nathan Meyer, 1-0. He'll take outside in the count, 2-0. Nathan Meyer, right-handed hitter. If you stand next to Nathan, I mean, there's his physique, nothing that stands out. He's just put together well.
Powerful young
powerful.
Man.
Powerful, yeah.
He's got some football legs on him. Yeah, he played a lot of football for Painesville High School, and he's in shape.
Reinsma's pitch outside, and 3-0 to Nathan Meyer. 3-0 offering there is a strike called in 3-1.
Well, if it's his pattern, Nathan, and since the regionals and the first game of state, well, first game of state he put one off the fence, and a couple games in the regionals he hit the first time up, he hit home runs, so we'll see once what happens today.
3 balls and a strike. Reinsma's pitch, and Meyer launches it to left field. Coming hard is Chris Albert to make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Regal here in the first. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played one half inning. Regal nothing. Hadley coming to bat. We'll be back in a minute here on KASM Albany.
Right over Nathan Byers' head at first base, and time Blake Karsh got to it. I'll tell you what, he's got some wheels that Joe Larson, he was on his way to second.
Number 25,
and I'll tell you what, I think teams like the Sierra, you know, even like Regal or you watch Hadley, they watched infield practice pretty closely. Mm-hmm. They see what the arms are like from the outfield, and they will take an extra base if they need to. All right. Challenge them.
That'll bring up the right fielder, Derek Leiser. Derek Leiser got some Ricori ties. His grandpa and grandma, Norb and Verna Kaltoff, from Cold Spring. His dad, Tim Leiser, played for the Richmond Royals for quite a few years, and now Derek gets to come to the state tournament. Here's a ground ball back to Beyer on the mound. He'll fake to second, go to first, and Leiser out 1-3 on the putout.
Nice play by Mr. Beyer on the mound there. Chris Beyer turned around and faked that throw back to second. He had him just about diving back in there and did a nice job.
Number 9, Blake Rogers.
All right, that'll bring third baseman Blake Rogers to the plate.
He's from Redding, Minnesota. Blake. So there's different towns where these ball players come from.
Yeah.
But a lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them from the Hadley, Slayton, and Lake Wilson is right down the road from there too. So
Rogers at the plate. The first pitch from Chris Beyer, a strike, and there's a ball on the inside corner in 1-1. One ball, one strike. Out to have a word is Dangerud with Chris Beyer on the mound. Yeah, defensively for Regal, Nathan Meyer at third, Jordan Beyer at short, Josh Beyer at second, first base. It's Nathan Beyer in left field, Shane Rademacher center field, Austin Campson out in right field, Blake Carson, Derek Dangerud behind the plate. Beyer's pitch a little bit high for a ball and 2-1. Two balls and a strike.
Actually, Hadley, back in the day, were back-to-back champions in the state tournament.
Two balls, one strike. Here's the pickoff move to second, and oh,
wow.
That was close as Jordan Beyer snuck behind Joe Larson, Don. And I kind of wonder, that was really, really close. Larson couldn't even slide decent
No, he couldn't. He was too close. No, he had to come in standing up. I didn't think he was that far off, did you?
No, no. Here's a long drive to left field by Blake Rogers. Looking up, it's gone.
Oh.
Rogers gives Hadley a 2-0 lead here in the first with a 2-run home run over the left field fence.
Chris Beyer would like to have that pitch back again. He threw him a curveball that kind of hung up right over the middle of the plate, and he did not miss it. Wow, got some torque, that boy.
So, a home run by Blake Rogers with one out. It'll bring Eric Winicky comes up to the plate. Winicky, right-handed hitter, facing Chris Beyer, and the pitch inside of ball, 1-0. Boy, oh boy, those pitches. And Don, again, we're not sitting behind home plate, but they're not missing by much.
I think Chris Beyer, that pitch before, too, to Blake Rogers was a nice pitch,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
There again, ball two, a little bit high. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0. Hadley leading Regal here in the first. Pitch outside of ball, and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes.
So Hadley kind of silenced the crowd here for Regal a little bit here in the first inning.
Pitch is low for a ball outside and a four-pitch walk to Eric Winicky.
Now batting the first baseman, number 12, Max Swart.
I'm assuming that the coach at third is the manager over here for Hadley. Buttermakers.
And at the plate, Max Zwart. He is the first baseman, a left-handed hitter. Chris Beyer works from the stretch and delivers low for a ball, 1-0.
Hey, every little town's got a something that keeps them going, you know, and Hadley is noted for their steel. Hadley steel bins, I think they make down there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. There's a strike called, and one ball, one strike.
Actually, grain bins. They make Hadley steal grain bins.
1-1 the count. Over at first, it's Winicky. He reached on a base on balls.
like every other town, a liquor store, bar, elevator.
Yep. Here's a shot to second. Beyer flips to Beyer, over to Beyer.
Beyer, Beyer.
That's a 4-6-3 double play, and that'll end the first for Hadley. They come up with two runs on two hits. There were no errors and one man left on base. We played an inning. It is Hadley 2 and Regal nothing. Actually, no one left on base. Hadley 2, Regal nothing. We're back with more baseball in a minute here on KESM. Second inning here at state tournament, one of the state tournament sites, Hutchinson. It'll be Chris Beyer, Blake Karsh, Nathan Beyer batting for Regal as Justin Reinsma is a stake to a 2-0 lead after one inning. Reinsma's pitch, and Beyer rips it right at Rogers, the third baseman, and a quick out.
Rogers is a one-man team so far here.
He is.
Put out to third already. Got home run.
The right fielder, number two.
Yeah, and good piece of that Chris Beyer did.
So they've hit him. I mean, he hasn't been overpowering where they've struck out four times yet.
No, he hasn't.
Bring Blake Karsh to the plate. Blake had a good region tournament for Regal. And last week in the state tournament, their first win. A little bit of an impact, too. Karsh, a left-handed hitter. The first pitch, a ball. And Karsh will pop this one up foul. It's going to go out of the play over the ivy here down the third baseline.
It'll be no wonder where these guys get their draftees. I know Wyndham Pirates, Laverne Redbirds, Adrian. It's all down on that I-90 corridor down there. I actually seen the Laverne Redbird Park this week. Beautiful looking facility.
Karsh will take low for a ball, and 2-1 now. Two balls, one strike. 2-0, Regal is trailing Hadley here, top of the second inning if you're just joining us on KESM. It's a triple header today as Karsh bounces back to the pitcher, Reinsma, on the mound, and a 1-3 put out. We'll have El Rosa. They'll be playing at 5 o'clock this afternoon. They get Blue Earth, and then coming up at 7:30 tonight, the Colts bring the Rockies, get Laconia.
And
Don, you and I will be back tomorrow morning in Dassel when St. Martin will be playing in Dassel against the Bemidji Blue Ox.
The Bemidji Blue Ox.
Yeah.
That's quite the name, isn't it?
It is. Earlier today, we had some Class C results. Sobieski, they beat Ortonville 6-0, and Nisswa over Minnesota Lake 4-3. This one's popped up right down in front of us, Don. Right here, 5 to 10 feet away. Rogers makes the catch again.
We were protected with our canopy.
I'm surprised you didn't say boo. That'll do it for Regal here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played one and a half. It's Hadley 2, Regal nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute on KASM Albany. Foul. Out of play, and the catch over by the first base dugout by Nathan Byron, one out.
The left fielder, number three, Chris Homer.
These guys are going through batters here so quick you can't keep up writing down here. So
we know how Regal likes to
they're quick-paced team.
Attack the pitcher. Yeah, that'll bring Chris Homer, the left fielder, to the plate, and there's a strike call in 0-1.
So like you said, the population of both of these teams don't even equal 100.
No, do they? That's right.
And then you got the next one coming in. Like, I'm sure Blue Earth is what? A couple, 2,000 or 3,000 people for sure, you know. And
pitch a strike call, one ball, one strike down to Halber. Halber will pop this one up over by Nathan Beyer down the first baseline. Halber and Beyer. Beyer makes the catch in fair territory as Halber raced around him, did a little zigzag around him, and
Nathan
made that catch in fair territory. Yeah.
Right, Hallberg did a nice job of that. Could have went around the other way, but he knew which way that Nathan was moving, and he actually didn't interfere or do anything wrong there either. He wanted to get around him.
So two outs, and Alex Peterson, the DH, up at the plate, and the pitch bouncing in the dirt. Nice stop by Dangerud. And the count, one ball, no strikes. So, Don, in the Rosa Blue Earth game, you and Kirby Hemish will be doing that game this afternoon as I'm off to a family wedding.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be darned.
Over at the Medina Entertainment Center, so I got to head that way.
Who's that? St. Michael?
Yeah.
Somewhere?
Yeah. Down 55, one ball, one strike the count to Alex Peterson. There's a ball inside and 2-1. I'd like to get an attendance total here today, but there are people everywhere. This is packed. Pitch outside, a ball, and 3-1.
Well, I suppose I could have somebody go count.
3-1 the count. And ball four. Byer misses a little bit high. And a two-out walk to Alex Peterson, the DH.
I don't think we're going to have Randy Schoenberg bringing us any of that, are we, today?
No.
Can't bet on a candy bar today, so we're going to have to probably settle for some concession stand food today.
Number nine hitter, Nate Winicky, the second baseman, steps to the plate for the first time, and there is a strike called, and 0-1. No balls, one strike. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Austin Schindler producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. You can catch us on AM 1150, 105.5 HD2. We're also available on FM, 107.7 FM. Turn it on. That's Chasms FM on our stream at mychasm.com, or you can pull us up on your iPhones, your Droids at TuneIn Radio. Here's a drive to center field. Austin Campson has a beat on it. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Buttermakers of Hadley here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played two. It's a Hadley 2, Regal nothing. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM Albany.
No errors, 1 minute.
Back at Veterans Memorial Park in Hutchinson, top of the third inning. Josh Byer will lead it off. He'll be followed by Derek Dangerud and Austin Campson, the 7-8-9 hitters in this Regal lineup. Still looking for their first hit today. First pitch, a strike call to Josh Byer, and 0-1.
Rensmaa, he's kind of keeping it right around the plate. Oh, there's a drive.
Byer drives this to left center field, filling the gap and making the catch is Chris Halber for out number one.
Well, he put the wood to that one, didn't he?
He did. And a nice running catch by Halber.
Kind of thought that was center fielder's ball, didn't you?
Yeah.
And come a long way from left
Halber,
field.
Halber definitely was playing him... not to pull. He was playing. No, they're really squeezing the middle of this
four.
Field right now.
Derek.
Here's Derek Dangerud, and the first pitch to Derek is a strike and 0-1. No balls, one strike. Rainsmith's pitch a little bit low for a ball and 1-1. Nothing fancy here about the pitcher, Justin Reinsma. Don, he is right-hander who comes over the top, very similar to Chris Byer.
Pretty much, yes.
Pitch inside, a ball, and 2-1.
Yeah, they're very similar with their deliveries, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah. Reinsma ready again. The 2-1. Here's a ground ball into left field. A base hit for Derek Dangerud. And I think through the regions and state tournament here, that might be Derek's first hit, Don.
I would think so. Probably
he was 0 for 4. He was DH for a lot. And
it's actually 0 for 4 against Shakopee last week.
Austin Campson.
Blake Karsh had a good game against Shakopee. He was 3 for 5 with a couple singles. A couple of infield hits.
Yeah. Bring Austin Campson to the plate. Austin, he had a big double last week for Regal in the Shakopee game.
Oh, yes, he did.
So the Eagles got a base runner here, and the first pitch to Austin Campson, a little low, ball one. Reinsma working from the stretch, and on the inside corner, a strike is called, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's Campson. He'll bloop this one to short. Caught in the air by Eric Winicky and the second out. Just it sounded like he got handcuffed right off the handle.
That didn't sound good at all. It's surprising he didn't bust the bat on that one. Huh?
Shane Rademacher. And leadoff hitter Shane Rademacher to the plate. So, Rademacher 0 for 1 so far today. He had a ground ball to third in his first at bat with two outs. Jordan Beyer on deck for Regal. Kangaroo takes the lead. Whoa, Rademacher was behind on that pitch in 0-1. Swung at a high fastball.
Swung hard enough. I think he wanted to tie this game up.
I agree. Rademacher digging back in the box. Breaking ball. Misses a little bit outside. The count, one ball, one strike.
Wow, that was a nice pitch again, wasn't it? From our vantage point, but...
Mm-hmm. Ryan Smunt taking a little bit more time here out of the stretch now. Has the sign from his catcher. Dangerud leads. And the pitch, curveball. Rademacher right back to Ryan Smunt. Knocks it down with his glove. Picks it up, throws to first, and a 1-3 put out of Rademacher, and the Eagles are done in the third. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. 2.5 innings. It's Hadley 2, Regal nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM Albany. All right. Randy and Don back with you at Veterans Memorial Field. Regal and Hadley. Don can't hear me.
I can hear you. Part of you.
I can hear you. Yeah. All right. The Buttermakers, bottom of the third inning.
11,
top of the order, Joe Larson. He led it off with a double in his last at bat.
Down the right field line, just stayed falling. This diluted the right fielder till Karsh got a hold of it, and he's seen that, and he took second base in a hurry.
And the first pitch. 2, Carlson, a strike, and 0-1.
Just saying, I think Myron Bennett over here at third base is the manager of the Hadley Buttermakers.
Here's a pop-up, shallow left center field. Jordan Beyer out. He'll make the catch for the first out. Boy, a lot of pop-ups so far
today.
Yes,
there has been. So Myron Bennett, it's, according to the article, he runs the bar and the liquor store, and he manages the Buttermakers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's Hadley was noted for a creamery at one time. That's why they were called the Buttermakers, mm-hmm. I guess. That's.
So the first pitch to Derek Leaser, a strike called 0-1. He is the right fielder for Hadley. There's a strike called, and 0-2 to Leaser. The ball, it's 2 strikes. Chris Beyer ready on the mound. His pitch high for a ball and 1-2.
You probably read the same article like I did there, too. Iona was one of their rivals at that time, and when they were playing a game, I guess.
Leaser rips this one up the middle right by Chris Beyer, and a base hit with one out.
I think it was Fulda and Iona were playing at one time, and the catcher broke a shin guard, and he went over to the Iona bench to see if he could borrow their shin guards, and they told him no. So he went back in the crowd's position with just one shin guard on. So I don't know if they didn't like each other, and apparently that was the case.
As up at the plate now, Blake Rogers, and Blake's one swing of the bat's the difference so far in this ball game. A 2-run homer back in the first inning has given Hadley that 2-0 lead. Here's a throw to first, and Derek Leaser was pretty far off on that
he
pitch.
He almost made the move toward second, didn't he?
One ball, no strikes. Rogers stepped out of the box and like he had some gnats floating around his helmet.
He's put together pretty well, isn't he, number 9?
Yes, he is.
He's got some power in them arms the way it looks.
Bats third for the Buttermakers. Leaser, big lead. He goes. Pitch is high. Here's the throw by Dangerud. Not in time, and Derek Leaser will steal second. So stolen base for Derek Leiser. Leiser, a teacher down in that area. They say he's also the head high school baseball coach. Just a young man, played with the Ricori State Championship team of 2010 when Ricori won the state baseball tournament. And I believe he's an assistant on the football team, too. Those small school districts, you can do a lot of that. Pitches outside to Rogers, and the count, 2-1. 2-1 the count. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. We're using a new program called TeamSpeak, where it's all internet-driven, so you might hear a different sound as far as the radio broadcast today, but we hope you like what you hear. And it's not using any phone lines anymore, Don.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're all in the air, you and I.
There's something in front of me here. I wouldn't know how to run it anyhow, so.
Here's Rogers, a swing and a miss, and Chris Beyer gets Blake Rogers on strikes.
Wow. He had a cut, didn't he?
He had a cut. That would have gone a country mile, I think.
Now batting, the shortstop.
Joe Gill listening to our broadcast today. He says Don Heinen sounds great. Randy, eh.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. Two outs. Derek Leiser over at second. Yet here's Chris Beyer. He delivers to the cleanup hitter, Eric Winicky. And the strike called, 0-1.
You guys do get along, though, right? A little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not too
there's
bad, huh?
There's days. I mean, it's like being being brothers or siblings.
My.
Yeah. Pitches inside, a ball, and 1-1. Although I am a lot older than Joe.
I mean,
I could be his father, but no, I couldn't. Yeah, but.
Yeah. Well, I know I can't be yours, so
that's right.
We're not that far apart.
Pitch is high for a ball and 2-1 now. Two balls, one strike.
Boy, the right fielder shading him towards, well, he's coming back a little bit, shading him towards center field.
Leiser taking his lead out at second, but really no pickoff move at all as the fielder staying where they normally are positioned. With two outs. Here's a foul to the screen and the count 2-2. Looks like Diane Haskamp is listening to this afternoon back in her friendly confines of Greenwald.
I'm sure she sounds better than both of us.
Yeah.
Put together.
Diane just said be careful in the air. She's out flying around today.
Uh-oh.
2-2 and a swing and a miss. Down on strikes is Eric Winicky in the third, and that'll do it for Hadley. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played 3, Hadley 2. Regal nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM Albany.
No errors. Shortstop number 6, Jordan Beyer.
Hutchinson, Veterans Memorial Field. Jordan Beyer, Nathan Meyer, Chris Beyer. This is where I think the Eagles are going to do it, Don, in this fourth inning. Jordan Beyer takes the pitch for a ball, 1-0.
Get him on base. He can make a lot of things happen, can't he?
Yes, he can. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors for Hadley. No runs, 1 hit, and no errors for Regal.
And we'll see what happens if we put their pitcher,
Reinsma
in the stretch here again against Nathan Meyer would be a little interesting too.
Yes, it would be. Pitch outside of ball, 2-0 to Jordan Beyer. The pitch, Jordan will follow this back and out of play, and the count 2-1. Regal Baseball today brought to you by Painesville Mutual Insurance, Rambo, Albany Chrysler Center, North American Insurance, Vernal Rosa, Central Minnesota Insurance of Painesville, BNS Excavating, Lake Henry Implement, and Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill bringing us baseball. On KASM as Beyer fouls it at the plate in the count 2-2. Had a good cut at that.
Yes,
pitch.
He did. Got a little piece of it. Just kept himself alive.
2 balls, 2 strikes.
Well, we get a good view here at on deck hitters, don't we? Look at the pine tar they got.
Exactly. Beyer taps this one down the third baseline and foul, and the count at 2-2. I'm surprised, Don, you know, Rogers has been playing back a little bit that they haven't tried to bunt on Reinsma yet. This Regal team, a good bunting team.
Yes, they are. Got some speed. Top part of that lineup. bottom part of the lineup also.
Yes.
Actually, all the way around, they got some pretty decent.
They do. They're a fast team. Yeah. Here's the pitch. Curveball. Beyer rung up on strikes. That was a dandy break.
Oh, it was. It was curveball on the outside corner, and Jordan knew it. He didn't even turn around. Look, he's got fooled completely on that one.
Chris Beyer asks Jordan as he goes to the dugout here.
How good was that?
He said, good curveball. Good curveball.
I see Hadley's got a uniform top hanging over in the fence. It must be in dedication of a former player or number four.
Number four, Nathan Meyer at the plate. The first pitch to Nathan inside a ball, 1-0. I'm sure there was a little scouting report down in Hadley
on
Nathan Meyer. Reinsma delivers, and there's a strike at the knees. And one ball, one strike. Of course, a lot was made, Don, about Regal making it back to the state tournament for the first time since 1997.
Yes, it was.
So a drought for that long. Here's a ground ball to third. Rogers, the two-hopper in the glove and across the diamond. 5-3 in the putout of Nathan Meyer.
He's slick over at third base.
He looks smooth at third. Yes, he does.
A lot of confidence in him at third base. Gets the ball, doesn't hurry himself, makes great throws over to first.
Strong arm. Tim Beyer, the coach for Regal, was having a conversation with Rogers as he was walking back to his position. And Tim's probably going, hey, where'd you play ball? Chris Beyer at the plate. And the curveball to Chris, a strike called, 0-1. So now we're seeing Reinsma throw that deuce a little
bit
more.
Yes, he is. Done. Got a good one. Second time through the lineup here. He's going to change it up a little bit more. There's another one.
Another curveball. And you know it's a good curveball, Don, when you and I are sitting over by the third base dugout and we can see that ball break.
Yes, we can. And you can also tell it when the knees are buckling a little bit.
That's
on the
true.
Hitters.
That's true. 0-2 the count to Chris Beyer. Two outs, nobody on, and the fastball missing outside. Came a little three-quarter there. A little bit more from the side on that fastball. One ball, two strikes to count to Chris Beyer as he bats here in the fourth inning. 2-0, Hadley leading Regal. A two-run blast by third baseman Blake Rogers up in the first inning. Here's Beyer, rips it to Rogers, scorches it. Rogers fields the one-hopper over to first, 5-3 on the putout. And that'll do it for the Eagles here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played 3.5. It's Hadley 2, Regal nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM Albany. As we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, baseball on KASM Albany. Also on 105.5 HD2 on 107.7 FM. And catch us on our stream, too, at mychasm.com. Bottom of the fourth, Eric Winicky there. Actually, it's Max Zwart, the first baseman. Excuse me, Max Zwart to the plate. And here's Zwart hitting a long fly ball to a left center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Rademacher gets it back into the infield.
SMSU is where he went to college, at South Minnesota State University, I believe. From Edgerton.
At Southwest State? Is that
South Minnesota
South
State?
I think that's not Marshall, is it?
I think that's the old Southwest State now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep, that is Marshall.
So that's where a lot of, I know, Regal ball players. There were some that pitched down there. Mike Beyer went down there. I know your son Brent went to school there.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yep. That's when it was called Southwest State. Yep.
At the plate, trying to bunt him over is Trent Carlson, and his first bunt attempt goes foul, 0-1. Carlson, right-handed hitting catcher. Fires pitch, and Carlson swings away, drives it to right field. Karsh has got to come a long way. Karsh still coming, going out is Josh Beyer. Nobody makes the catch. Now picking up the loose ball, throwing it into the infield, and they get the force at second, yet Josh Beyer throws it back into the infield. Wow. Beyer and Karsh collided.
Yes, they did, and the ball kind of went flying off to the side. It went about 20 feet away from second baseman over there. And I tell you what, Swarth had no idea what to really do there. He thought they caught the ball. He headed back towards first, and they didn't. And then he took off again. And the time he got there, they got the force out at second base.
And it was close at second, but.
Yes, it was.
I'm going to score that 4-6. 4-6, because that's what it went. Josh Beyer, two. Second baseman, or two shortstop, Jordan Beyer. Okay, at the plate, Chris Halber. Chris Halber, the left fielder. 0 for 1 today, a pop-up to the first baseman. So Zwerth, he is now at first. And the pitch from Chris Beyer inside a ball, 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. Beyer glances over to Nathan Beyer at first, and there's the little bit of breaking ball there, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Chris Beyer sets himself again from the stretch and delivers outside a ball. And now a 2-2. On second, Trent Carlson. Here's a shot to third. Nathan Meyer has it to second for one. The relay to first. Beyer apparently pulls his foot over at first because they called him safe. That was
I think he beat it out the way it looked okay. From here. Yes.
So 5-3 on the force out of Carlson. Two outs. And Halber becomes the base runner. And here's designated hitter Alex Peterson. Dark clouds over us here at Hutchinson today. I was expecting the sun to come out, and it never really has. Here's a line drive up the middle. It hits the second base bag as both the Beyer boys were going to field it up the middle, and it bounces awkwardly to the side. And
it stopped actually right in front of the second base bag, didn't it, Randy? Hit it off the bag and went kind of come towards first base and had no place to go.
So a gift single by Alex Peterson puts runners at first and second with two outs.
That you don't see very often.
No, it'll bring number 9 hitter Nate Winicky to the plate. Nate popped up to the third baseman in his only at bat. Fouls this back to the netting, and the count 0-1 to Winicky. The ball's one strike. Big crowd on hand for this state tournament game.
Standing room only, the way it looks, doesn't it?
It is. Here's a swing and a foul back to the backstop, and the count at 0-2. The ball's two strikes, two on and two out. 2-0, Hadley leading here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Chris Beyer glances back to second. Now another glance and comes home a little bit high, that pitch. And 1-2.
God, Beyer's thrown some nice pitches already today, hasn't he?
He has. Close enough to swing.
Well, I'd say.
Beyer's pitch and a pop-up out to shallow left field. Shane Rademacher coming in, still coming in, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Hadley here in the fourth. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. We played four. It's Hadley 2, Regal nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM Albany.